This is the Kansas City Chiefs 2026 season preview, and it starts with the most violent one-score whiplash in a decade of league data. In 2024, the Chiefs went 11-0 in one-score games and 1-15. In 2025, they went 1-9 in one-score games and 1-6. Same head coach, same quarterback for most of it, same franchise that had spent a half decade being called the best clutch team ever assembled. Here's the truth, the last two seasons of Kansas City football just proved on the biggest possible stage. One score records aren't a skill. In 10 years of league data, a team's one score winning percentage carries essentially zero signal into the next season. Nobody is 11-0 good. Nobody is 1-9 bad. The Chiefs were both in 24 months and neither one was real.
So what was real about 6-11? More than you'd think. And that's precisely the problem with the easy takes. Kansas City's offense finished 11th in expected points added per play. That's with Patrick Mahomes tearing his ACL and LCL in week 15, with Gardner Minshew and Chris Oladokun starting the final three games, all losses, and with the receiver room decimated, Rashee Rice played 8 games, Xavier Worthy played through a torn labrum he'd suffered in week 1. The run game was quietly 6th in the league in expected points per carry, and Mahomes himself, this is where it gets interesting, his surface stats sagged, completion percentage over expected of -2.9, 31st among qualified starters, the worst accuracy versus expectation number of his career, but split his season into the stable situations, clean pocket, early downs, no blitz, the stuff that actually repeats year over year, and Mahomes ranked 3rd in the NFL. Under pressure, where quarterbacks go to die, the league average on pressure dropbacks last season was -0.46 expected points. Mahomes was the single best quarterback in football. Scrambling, also first. The engine wasn't broken. The engine was carrying a broken environment, a 6.8% sack rate behind a right tackle who's now been released, third down conversions ranked 23rd, red zone efficiency 25th. Those situational numbers are exactly the kind that snap back. Our 10-year data says third down performance beyond your underlying quality is mostly luck, and it re-centers.
Which is the luck story in full. Kansas City underperformed its point differential by 3.5 wins. By scoring margin, this was a 9 or 10 win team wearing a 6 win record. Across a decade, teams that undershot their Pythagorean record by at least a win and a half improved the next season 2 times out of 3, by about 2 wins on average. Teams that lost 65%+ of their one-score games improved 7 times out of 10. Kansas City checks both boxes, hard. The bounce-back case isn't a hunch. And the sample says this profile is extreme even by its own standards. The 3.5 win miss against their point differential is the second largest of the last decade, and the year-over-year collapse in one-score record from 11-0 to 1-9 is the largest, full stop.
But before you crown them, the identity check, charting data via NFL Verse. Steve Spagnuolo is back for year 8, and his 2025 fingerprint was vintage Spags, third highest blitz rate in football at 33.8%, 7th in pressure rate and the least cover 3 in the entire league. This defense lives in man looks and pressure packages, not soft zone. Here's the uncomfortable number. All that aggression bought a defense that ranked just 15th in expected points allowed per dropback and 12th overall, and league-wide last season, blitzing simply didn't pay. Rushing 5 cost defenses more per dropback than rushing 4. Spagnuolo's scheme only works when the man coverage bodies behind it win their reps, and Kansas City just traded its best man coverage body. Trent McDuffie went to the Rams in March for a package built around the 29th pick. The replacements, Mansoor Delane, the 6th overall pick, plus a first-round defensive tackle in Peter Woods, and a second-round edge. The first time since 2018 the Chiefs opened a draft with 3 straight defensive picks. The identity carries. The question is whether rookies can run it. A pressure man scheme with a first-year corner is the highest wire act in football. What changed on offense reads like a franchise admitting exactly what went wrong. Eric Bieniemy is back as coordinator, the man who ran the room during the best offensive years of the Mahomes era, replacing Matt Nagy. Kansas City made the biggest running back bet of the offseason. Kenneth Walker, 3 years, $43 million, the largest free agent deal ever handed to a back, fresh off 1,027 yards at 4.65 a carry for the champion Seahawks. Isaiah Pacheco left for Detroit. Travis Kelce is back for year 14. 76 catches, 851 yards last season, still the team's leading receiver at age 36, and as of this month, Taylor Swift's husband. Justin Fields arrived for a 6th-round pick to hold the clipboard. And the receiver room got no outside help at all, which tells you the front office believes the 2025 collapse was health, not talent. Rice's league investigation closed with no suspension, though he served 30 days in jail in June on a probation violation from the 2024 crash and had a knee cleanup. He's expected ready for camp. Worthy had the labrum repaired in January, and the Athletics Chiefs beat writer called him the MVP of spring practice. Mahomes, surgery December 15th, reportedly ahead of schedule, aiming for week one with no restrictions. The season opener, by the way, Denver, at Arrowhead, Monday night.
Now the 2026 question, and it's the one the win totals aren't asking. The market already prices the bounce. The consensus win number is 10.5, the biggest projected improvement in the league. Fine. The math above says that's roughly fair. What's not priced is this. In 2025, defenses wrote a book on how to beat Patrick Mahomes, and the charting data spells it out. Against zone coverage, Mahomes averaged plus 0.237 expected points per dropback, third best in football, business as usual. Against man coverage, minus 0.081, completing just 50%. That man zone gap was one of the widest in the league, and it flipped the scouting report on the best quarterback of this generation. For his whole career, the answer to Mahomes was supposedly zone, keep it in front, rally. Last year, the answer was get in his receivers' faces because nobody could separate. Add the blitz numbers, 26 against extra rushers, on a team that got him hit constantly, and the formula every defensive coordinator carried into Arrowhead was man coverage plus manufactured pressure. So the entire Kansas City offseason is, quietly, one giant answer to that book. Worthy healthy is a receiver man coverage physically cannot stay with. Rice at his 8-game 2025 pace, 53 catches, 571 yards in half a season, is a receiver who wins at the catch point against tight coverage. Walker gives the offense a reason to punish light box man looks on the ground, where Kansas City was already 6th in rush efficiency, and a new right tackle plus Bieniemy's quick game DNA attacks the pressure half of the formula. If the knee is right, the book gets burned and this is a 12-win roster. If the knee lingers or the man coverage problem was about 30-year-old legs rather than hurt receivers, 10.5 is generous. That's the honest fork.
Fantasy names to know scored half PPR. Rice is the headliner. His 8-game 2025 rate was top 5 receiver stuff. The injury file is closed and the discount is real. Worthy is a ceiling play year 3, a repaired shoulder and glowing spring reports out of Kansas City. Walker lands in the strangest spot. The most pass-heavy team in football just made him the highest-paid free agent back ever. The league's number one pass rate over expected offense doesn't hand out that contract for two-down work, so the receiving role is a thing to watch. Kelce at 36 is a fade with respect. 851 yards led this team, but the target competition he beat was hurt all year. And Mahomes, coming off the worst accuracy year of his career, is priced like it. While the stable core numbers say the talent never left.
The verdict. Kansas City's 6-11 was the most misleading record in football. A coin flip catastrophe stapled to a top half team. The rebound is real and it is already priced. What decides whether 2026 is a return to January or the actual end of an era is narrower than the takes suggest. A surgically repaired knee, two rookies in a scheme that forgives nothing, and whether the book on Mahomes was about his receivers or about him. The Chiefs got muffed by variance last year. Variance doesn't hold grudges. The rest is up to the knee. Follow the Kansas City Chiefs feed for the weekly show, every game, every number, all season. This was the Muff 2026 Chiefs preview, every number verified.